19, past 8 o'clock on a Monday morning at this time. We check in with Adrienne Woodland. She is with the AAA Auto Club Group out of Dearborn, Michigan. Happy Monday, Ms. Woodland.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. I was spent a little time on your end of the state this weekend, where I was just north of you in Brighton. So a good weekend for me, and hope it was a good one for you. And let's kick off here, Adrienne, talking about gas prices. Maybe we'll touch on some travel trends here. But as far as prices at the pump, 1 week we're up, 1 week we're down. It looks like we're down this week. Where are we at, Adrienne?
Yeah, we're down. We're down quite a bit this week. The state average is currently $3.59 a gallon for regular unleaded, and that's actually down about 10 cents compared to this time last week.
All right. Prices go up, prices go down, and I know lots determine the price at the pump each week here, Adrienne. Supply and demand and all of that, gas stocks, and where are all those at this past week?
Supply is still extremely tight across the country, and particularly in the Midwest. So that did not help prices go down. We saw a slight decline in crude oil prices, and really demand was kind of moderate. It was a very, very small change. So what we saw with demand and crude oil is what's kind of helping keep prices lower or push them lower. And if we can get supply to increase, we could actually probably see prices stabilize for a while.
However, on the other end, I know you say a rise in oil prices and a tight supply. It could go the other way, couldn't it?
Yeah. As tight as supply is, you know, if you have crude oil go up, prices will likely follow suit.
Adrienne, I think we've talked about this before, but I know not in quite some time, as I give gas prices three times a morning, and gas prices typically really, really vary from station to station, and gas prices really vary from state to state or region. And remind us why that is. Why is there such variance of basically what we all think is kind of the same thing?
I mean, there's a variety of issues in terms of the variance. Oh, yeah, one of the simplest things, you know, when you see the varying from state to state, state taxes in each state are different, and that can have an effect on price, as well as, you know, availability to get, you know, to get the gasoline to them makes a big difference in price as well. So, and then another thing is competition. Mm-hmm. If there's a lot of competition in an area, you could see prices lower than, say, an area where there's just one gas station.
Adrienne Woodland's with AAA Auto Club Group. Dearborn, Michigan is where they are based. And Adrienne joins us each Monday morning for a gas price and travel trends update. We like to do this. This is just for fun. Who has the most expensive? Who has the least expensive gas prices at this point across the state?
So in the state, most expensive is Marquette. They're at about $3.71 a gallon for regular unleaded. And least expensive is Traverse City, which is at about $3.37 a gallon. So it's a nice big gap between the lowest and the highest in the state.
And a tie-in there, I know I ask you this each week, but remind folks how we find gas prices as we travel and once we get to our destination.
So AAA has a free mobile app that helps you find gas prices around your community, around the state, and around the country. It's an excellent tool if you're trying to do an interstate road trip.
All right, Adrienne, let's touch on maybe some travel trends here. We're about, look at this. We're about a month away from the next big travel holiday, Memorial Day, and I would anticipate gas prices maybe going up as they typically do around a holiday.
Yeah, typically, and one of the reasons prices go up around the holiday is because demand for gas goes up as everyone, you know, prepares to get out and about and hit the road for road trips. That's why hopefully if we can get supply up within the next week or so, we can see prices kind of stabilize until we head into Memorial Day, where we expect to see prices go up as folks get ready to head out for the unofficial start of summer.
And talking about travel trends and Memorial Day holiday on the way, summertime right around the corner, are your travel agents seeing lots of people interested in doing some traveling?
Don't have those, you know, specific figures yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it goes any way that it's gone, well, from what we've seen this year, travel has been big, and we expect Memorial Day to be no different. So it probably will be a busy Memorial Day holiday this year.
And as folks plan their Memorial Day and their summer travel plans, I know your travel agents at AAA can help them out.
Absolutely. If you're planning a trip for Memorial Day or for summer, definitely reach out to one of our AAA travel agents and finalize those plans now.
All right, Adrian, before I let you go, don't forget, in a couple of weeks here on this side of the state, we've got a little thing called the Tulip Time Festival. So if you're a fan of tulips, come visit us in a couple of weeks. Adrian Woodland with the AAA Auto Club Group, our travel update and our gas price update on a Monday morning. Adrian, have a fantastic week. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great week.